Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for being part of my day. Always a pleasure, as always. And we got, especially when we get a chance to reintroduce you, re-identify, and welcome back Dr. Ivan Meisner, a longtime Brain Trust member, going back to the previous millennia as a member of our Brain Trust, the founder and the chairman of BNI Business Network International, the King Biscuit High Muckety Muck guru of networking on planet Earth, probably in the galaxy, the author of so many books, I don't have room for all of them here in my studio, but one of them is clearly the great Masters of Success. But then the new one, the brand new one, Business Networking and Sex, Not What You Think. Ivan Meisner, welcome back.
It is always great to be on your show, Jim. It's been years now, 15 years, I think.
It's been, we're coming up on 13 years, that's exactly right. And, well, we appreciate the association and the friendship. And of course, the reason you're here at this very moment is because this is International Networking Week, right?
It truly is, yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, first of all, it's an initiative of BNI's. We started it about 6-7 years ago. And the goal for International Networking Week is to really celebrate the key role that networking plays in development and success of businesses across the world. We've talked about this on the show before. You ask the average business person, what's one of the most important ways to build your business? They'll tell you networking. But we don't teach this in colleges and universities anywhere in the world. And so this is a week where we can just recognize and have everybody say, hey, you know what, this is an important way to build our business.
Well, networking is a human interaction thing that's been going on since humans have been interacting. And so there's nothing new about networking, but what you have done, and you've done this almost single-handedly, Ivan, you have helped people focus on professional business networking as an acumen, as a capability, as a tool, as a resource. You've helped people to realize that this is something you can actually practice and exercise and get better at.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, in the turn of the century from the 1800s to the 1900s, you could say the same thing about management, that management had been around forever. Yet it was the turn of the century from the 1800s to the 1900s where Frederick W. Taylor and Max Weber started codifying this concept of management. Mm-hmm. And I think the turn of the century from the 1900s to the 2000s was where you started to see us codify this concept of networking. It's been around a long time, but nobody's ever really sat down and said, how does it work? Why does it work? How do you make it work more effectively? And that's what we've tried to do in the last few years.
Well, and not only that, but how to do it well, and what does it look like when you don't do it well, when you do it badly?
And because if you don't have a plan, it's generally done quite badly, and that's what we're trying to do with
or inefficient at the least.
Yeah, mostly badly. I think I told you. I'm not sure if I told you this, but a couple of years ago, I think I did. I was speaking in London, and I asked this group of people about. God, there's hundreds of people there, and I said, "How many of you are here today, hoping to possibly, you know, just maybe sell something?" Everybody raised their hand. I said, "Great. How many of you are here today hoping to maybe buy something?" Nobody raised their hand, not one person. And that's the networking disconnect that takes place. People, everybody shows up wanting to buy or to sell. Everybody's there to sell. Nobody's there to buy. And if you don't know how to network effectively, and if you don't know what the purpose really is, then you're going to fail miserably in the process.
Mm-hmm. See, sometimes I feel that's the way social media is. You know, everybody wants you to read their stuff, but they don't want to read your stuff.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah.
You know, so it's an international networking week. What are people doing around the world?
Well, there are hundreds of large events where there are hundreds of people at a single event, If your audience is at all interested in finding out where, there's a website, internationalnetworkingweek.com, and you can see some of the large events. And then there are thousands of small events.
Mm-hmm.
For example, BNI, the organization I founded, literally has 6,000 groups around the world, and they're all recognizing this as International Networking Week by either bringing in a one of their best customers or bringing mm-hmm. in a local business associate and introducing them to the process of a formalized networking program.
And there's one near you, folks, especially if you're in the United States. But you could be in how many countries now, 140?
No, BNI's in about 50 countries.
50? Okay, I'm getting excited here, folks. But about 50 countries. But check it out, BNI.com. You can find out where there's a local BNI organization. But International Networking Week.com is where you can find out where the weekly events are. It's 20 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. More to come after these messages with Ivan Meisner. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.